And our phone lines are open for you here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have any questions at all for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to hear from you this morning. Anything retirement related, a telephone number again here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can also listen back to this or previous shows, podcasts as well. That all available to you at klossfinancial.com. You can subscribe right there on the website. Speaking of subscribing, they've also got the weekly Market Pulse newsletter available to you at klossfinancial.com. Really great website and a great newsletter as well that's free to you. Speaking of things that they're giving you at Kloss Financial, that little weekly newsletter gives you a nice little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also lets you know a link to the most recent podcast, so you never miss it. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that first get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, our telephone number, 608-442-5637. And joining us this morning from Kloss Financial are Nate Bribey and Eric Schwartz. Nate, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Sean, doing good.
Good to hear from you. Great to talk with you. And Eric, how have you been?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We've got some fun stuff. RMDs, we're going to be talking about this week, which is a really important conversation, and it's also a really really cool thing for folks to understand how they work. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about what required minimum distributions are and how they apply, and we're going to get the details from Eric and Nate. We will get that in just a moment. Mention the phone lines being open to you. I'd love to hear from you. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation with Eric and Nate about required minimum distributions, one of the cool features of the program is, of course, the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. Our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Let's actually, speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, let's actually look back to last week's show, get the question and answer there as well, Nate.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for listening, as always. And congrats to our winner from last week, Mark of Fitchburg, who correctly answered the true or false question, which was your beneficiary designations on your investment accounts will override your will or trust. And the correct answer is true. So definitely important to keep in mind.
Yeah, really important, and it was a great show as well. You can listen back over at klossfinancial.com. So, when we're talking about future retirement income, I know RMDs, they are a big deal. What do folks need to know about those, Eric?
Yeah, this is what we spend a lot of our time talking to clients about, and honestly, I think a lot of the reason clients approach us to begin with, because not only are these pretty confusing, but they feel like they're constantly changing. But think of required minimum distributions, or RMDs as we'll call them today. Think of them like the IRS saying, all right, we've allowed you to put dollars into your retirement accounts pre-tax and defer tax on those dollars for all of these years. Now it's time that we want you to start taking it out so we can generate some tax revenue on it. So they're gonna make sure that your tax-deferred IRA money doesn't just stay there forever. And this is something I think that for folks has gotten a little more confusing, because, you know, they've heard certain ages, they heard 70 and a half, they've heard 72, 73, 75, you know, when does it start? So RMDs have changed in the last probably 5 years now, I think. And for folks born between January 1st, 1951 and December 31st, 1959, their RMDs are going to start at 73. And then anybody born after 1960, their RMDs are going to begin at 75. And I mentioned earlier, it used to be 70 and a half, then it was 72. The Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0 legislation have pushed back RMDs a couple of times here. And I think now for folks, it's easiest just to think of it as, if you're born before December 31st, 1959, RMDs start at 73. Anybody after, you're starting at 75. Now, if you miss your RMD, there is a penalty. We'll get into the details of that later. But there is a penalty for not taking out your required amount when the time comes. And these distributions are taxable income. Okay, so unless you have after-tax contributions in your retirement plans, which are less common these days, you are going to pay income tax on those distributions. Again, that's why the IRS is actually wanting you to take those dollars out.
Always looking for their money, aren't they?
Oh, they won't forget about it, Sean. Don't worry. They won't forget
no,
about it.
They certainly don't. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Nate Bribe, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for Nate and Eric, love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So, Nate, what kind of accounts are we talking about here?
Yep, so RMDs are going to apply to any pre-tax retirement accounts, like Eric said. So think of traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, and 457bs. So most of you may have some of those accounts, and hopefully those names ring a bell for you. There is one key exception that if you are in past age 73, you don't need to take RMDs from your company-sponsored retirement plan if you're still employed with them. Now, I do believe you actually have to be working through the full year, so it's not like you can say, well, I work New Year's Day, and then I don't have to take it for the whole year. Eric, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty certain you have to work through the whole year to get that exemption. So,
interesting.
Notice one important point on that, simple and SEP plans do not fall under that exception. So if you have a simple plan, your simple or SEP plan that you're self-employed and you say, well, I'm 73 and I'm still doing electrical work. It's like, well, I'm sorry, it's a simple IRA. And unfortunately, not qualify for that working past age 73 exemption there. So of course, notably excluded from this list is Roth accounts. So Roth IRAs are made with, after-tax contributions, tax-free growth. So there are no required minimum distributions on those while you're living. I think Eric has a section on about inherited RMDs, which are a whole nother ball of wax. But for the original contributor to Roth IRAs, there is no required minimum distributions, which is great.
Really?
There was a wonky nuance in the tax code where actually Roth 401ks required a minimum distribution, which is wonky. But actually starting last year in 24, that they got rid of that requirement. So Roth 401ks do not require a minimum distribution at this point.
It's all that stuff. I find that stuff so interesting. You mentioned, that they made that change back in 2024. I remember when we were doing shows previous to that change, I was always like, what is that all about? And that's, one of those very fascinating things, like how did that get forgotten? Of course, eventually kind of figure everything out and level it all out as well. As we talked this morning with Eric Schwartz and Nate Bribe, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this week about required minimum distributions. If you have a question, whether it's about required minimum distributions or anything as far as your retirement planning, love to get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. All you got to do is dial in here to the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. So how do you figure out and how do they figure out what those RMD amounts are each year? And what if you slip up and maybe you miss one?
Sure. This is a simple two-part equation. So you start with your previous year-end's balance divided by your life expectancy factor. So if you're turning 73 this year, you would take your 1231 of 2024 IRA balance and divide it by a factor that we'll get a number here, a factor that we'll get into here in a second. Mm-hmm. But most individuals will use the uniform life table to find your life expectancy. This factor will decrease every year, and all else being equal, results in a higher RMD going forward. Now, it should be hopefully be obvious, but you will have a different RMD amount every year. So an example would be someone turning 73, their life expectancy factor is 26.5 years. So on a $100,000 account, you need to take out about $3,774. So for us math wizards, that's about 3.78% if you want to think about it that way. Okay. RMDs are calculated per IRA. So if you have three, you'll have three separate RMDs. But now you can aggregate that total amount and distribute it from one single IRA.
Okay.
But notably, this is only for IRAs. Once again, another nuance. So 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans must be taken from each company's separate plan. So that's something to be aware of. Now, another special note, because there's not enough already, if your spouse is the sole beneficiary of your IRA or retirement account, and they are more than 10 years younger than you, you actually get to use a different table called the joint life expectancy table to calculate your life expectancy. And once again, all else being equal, this will result in a slightly smaller RMD to account for a younger spouse potentially inheriting the money down the road. Now, you can delay your first RMD to what's called your required beginning date, which is April 1st of the year after you reach age 73 or 75. But if you do that, you would actually be doubling up and having 2 years worth of minimums distributed in the same tax year, right? So if I take my defer my first year's RMD till next year in 26, I take 25's minimum in 26 plus 2026 minimums in that same calendar year as well, if you follow me there. So generally we don't recommend that, but just that's kind of a whoopsie shoot, I forgot about the first time. They kind of give you a grace period that for that first quarter of the following year there. But as we said, missing an RMD is kind of a big deal. Now, they have dropped the penalty on this. It used to be a 50% penalty on any amount that you failed to distribute. That has been reduced to 25% on the shortfall. If you do correct it within 2 years, you're eligible to drop that penalty to 10%. Now, you can still apply to actually waive that penalty as well, basically begging for forgiveness with the IRS to potentially get that waived. So if you do miss one, the first thing you need to do is talk to your advisor, your bank, wherever your money is held, get the missed amount taken out, and then talk to your accountant about what to do next.
Sounds it's very important. Sounds painful. You don't want to mess around with that stuff. As we talked this morning with Eric and Nate, of course, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Nate Bribe and Eric Schwartz. Learn more online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Our telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Well, what if you inherited an IRA? We'll get the details on that and so much more as we continue our conversation with Nate and Eric, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Hanging out this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and Nate Bribe. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial, learn about their separate divisions. You can learn about the team at Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter that's available to you at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Talking this week about RMDs. Of course, they are an important thing to know about. And as we kind of left off, I had mentioned inherited IRAs. And Eric, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's say you inherited one. Are there any special rules for these?
There are a lot of special rules, Sean. before I kind of jump into going over the basics of inherited IRAs. Yes. These are very, very complex calculations in some cases, and make sure you're working with an advisor or whoever is holding the funds that you inherit, because inherited IRAs, they'll usually have RMDs, but beginning back in 2020 when the first SECURE Act legislation went through, they changed a lot of the rules surrounding how much you have to take out, when you have to do it. They passed that in January. Well, it took effect in January 2020, and then by about January 2021, we finally had enough clarity to actually go ahead and make some judgments based on it. But inherited IRAs in general will have RMDs. If you inherited those dollars before 2020, so before SECURE Act, the first SECURE Act legislation, the distributions are based on your life expectancy. If you inherited in 2020 or later and the original owner had already started taking required minimum distributions, you will need to keep taking them out. And if you're a non-spouse beneficiary, you have an additional rule that says you have 10 years to draw down the account. Okay, so you only have to take your required amount for the first 9 years, but in the 10th year, if you've only taken out the minimum amount odds are there's a big chunk of money left over that you then need to distribute in the final year. And at that point, it's hitting you all in one tax year. So this would be where you'd want to work with an accountant, an advisor, to figure out, you know, how you spread out those distributions and what makes the most sense for your situation. Now, if you're a spousal beneficiary, you do have the option to roll the funds into your own IRA. That way you can defer your RMDs until you are 73. So basically in that case, once you roll it over, the IRS views it as if you, the surviving spouse, actually saved all those dollars. It sort of loses the inherited classification. And lastly here, as a spousal beneficiary, you can also leave it as an inherited IRA. In which case you take required minimum distributions based on your life expectancy. Now you might say, why would you ever do that? It seems to reduce your flexibility. If you have an age difference where, for example, maybe the surviving spouse was younger, or in the case of passing away earlier in life, you actually have access without a penalty to inherited IRA dollars before 59 and a half. So if someone passes away young and their surviving spouse thinks maybe they would need access to funds before they reach 59 and a half, they might leave it in an inherited IRA just to keep access to it.
Eric, you know, as we talk about this stuff too, I feel like we've talked in the past RMDs and charitable giving charities. There is an aspect to these as well that folks need to be aware of, isn't there?
Yeah. So as tax law has changed and the standard deduction has increased in the last 8 years here, the ability to actually deduct charitable distributions through itemization has gotten a lot harder because most people don't have enough itemized deductions to actually exceed that standard deduction. So while you're still doing good by giving away dollars to charitable organizations, it's in many cases not showing up on your tax return. So qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs, have become much more popular and much more talked about. QCDs let you donate up to $108,000 per year, and that's for 2025, directly from your IRA to a qualified charity. Okay, so when this happens, you're basically, it's going right to the charitable organization, and you do not then need to report those dollars as taxable income. Okay, so it counts towards your required minimum distribution, and it's not going to show up as income on your tax return. Now, you do have to be 70 and a half in order to utilize QCDs. And it's, you can't just say like, well, this year I turned 70 and a half, let's say in August, and it's June, I'm going to do a QCD now. You can't do that. You have to wait till you are actually 70 and a half to give away funds directly from your IRA to a charity. They do need to come out by December 31st, and they have to go to an eligible charity or 501c3 organization. Donor-advised funds and other supporting organizations, those are actually not eligible to receive QCDs. And you're not getting a charitable deduction in addition to the QCD benefit, because remember, the QCD benefit is basically, hey, if I give $10,000 to this charity, that's $10,000 less of income that I'm actually reporting on my tax return. So you don't get to claim a charitable deduction in addition to that. But you're actually coming out in many cases pretty well, because you're actually able to deduct the full amount you're giving without itemizing. Now, last thing here is keep good records, because your 1099-R, which is your tax reporting form that you get from your retirement account in January, it doesn't actually show the amount that went to a QCD. It just shows the total amount that came out. So you actually need to let your accountant know, hey, I gave $5,000 or $10,000 of that away, so that the accountant can then exclude that from your income on your tax return.
Important important guidance and warnings there, as well as we talk with Eric Schwartz and Nate Bribe. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. So, Nate, Eric, that kind of, we touched on QCDs. Would somebody, is there a reason why somebody would choose to use them even if they're not required to take RMDs?
Yeah, so this is another interesting nuance in the tax code. So once again, QCDs can start at age 70 and a half, but your RMDs don't have to start until 73 or 75. So obviously there's a little bit of a gap there where you have this opportunity to do QCDs before you're required to even distribute funds from your IRA. So honestly, this is kind of cute, even by my standards, as to if this even really makes sense. But a couple of reasons I thought of here, really, you know, once again, to maximize charitable impact. So if you're going to take a distribution, you know, just give, for example, anyway, that makes no sense. So you're going to want to do it to, you know, for pre-tax dollars directly from your IRA. And I say basically everyone wins but the IRS when you do QCDs. Okay, so still in most cases, the QCDs are probably the most powerful way to donate to charity because they reduce. Okay, so that is the key term. AGI sets a lot of different credits and deductions, potentially your Medicare Part B premiums. There's issues with the tax torpedo for Social Security. There's 1,000 different things, reasons why you potentially want to lower your AGI, which is above the line deduction, basically, if you want to think of it that way. So that's the main thing. The other logical reason, it's kind of, once again, super cute and nuanced, where if you think about RMDs in general, they're based on the size of your account. So those with larger account balances that are worried about higher taxes in the future or whatever, getting money out of the IRA reduce future RMDs, right? So if you're 70 and a half, you have $2 million in your IRA, and it's going to be, I don't know what that is, $120,000 minimum or something. You want to say, what can I do to prevent future minimum distributions? It's like, give $20,000 to your church today, right? That's $20,000 less that's going to be subject to RMDs at some point in the future. So, interesting, cute, but slight benefit there for giving as soon as you're eligible.
Talking this morning with Nate Bribe and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. A lot of great information about RMDs, also qualified charitable distributions. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can always listen back. KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Listen back to this and previous programs all at the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, the website, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Eric and Nate. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA. Just a ton of great information in this week's program. Don't forget, you can always listen back online, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website. And again, you can listen back to this previous show's podcast there. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Before we head on over and get some questions, listener questions, in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, one last thing is, as we talked this morning, Nate, when it comes to this stuff, it really seems to be like being proactive and strategic with taxes. And of course, what a great opportunity as well to not only be proactive and strategic, but also support your favorite charities.
Yeah, QCDs are really one of the best tools you have in your toolkit for those charitably minded. 70 and a half. It's the best way to maximize your charitable impact and minimize your tax burden. So always consult with your financial advisor or tax professional to determine if the QCDs make sense. But honestly, in most cases, that's probably what your accountant's going to recommend to, once again, lower your AGI and reduce your taxable income.
What a great tool we got there. Speaking of great tools and great opportunities, if you head on over to the website, KlossFinancial.com, you can always submit a question to be answered in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We have a question this week from Brent. Brent writes in, he says, I'm 45 years old, so still a while from retirement, but wondering if it makes more sense for me to add more into my 401k currently or work on paying down my debt. I'm currently putting away 10% of my salary into savings. And Eric, I'll give this one on over to you. What do you advise for Brent?
Yeah, Brent, first of all, it's a great question and one we get quite a bit. And glad you're thinking about it now. And of course, thank you for sending this to us ahead of time. It gives us a little time to think about the response and formulate something that hopefully will be pretty helpful. I think the short answer to this is you should be doing some of both. But in terms of, you know, which parts to focus on, Let's kind of consider a few factors here. So at this point in Brent's life, he's in the prime wealth building phase. So we do want him to be thinking about saving for retirement, but we also know that, you know, debt is taking monthly cash flow both during the working years and in retirement. So we want to be paying that down as quickly as possible. So let's think about, first of all, the power of compounding. So retirement savings, especially in like a 401k plan where you have a tax benefit, they benefit greatly from compounding. So the earlier that you have the money there, the more time the money has to grow. And at a really simple level, it's, you know, your money is growing and then that money is growing, right? So you're actually benefiting from it the longer you have the dollars in there. Now, on the flip side of that, though, high interest debt works against you in the same way, right? If you have a high interest rate on a credit card, for example, you're actually falling further behind by the compounding interest on the debt. So think about the type of debt that you have. So if you have credit card debt or other high interest rate loans are a great example. Those should be priority. We should be getting those paid off as quickly as possible. Mortgage debt or other low interest debt options, those we would say are less urgent, and you wouldn't have to prioritize those over saving for retirement. So create a list of all your debts and their interest rates and balances, and prioritize wiping out those high interest debts. And like I said, be a little bit less urgent on those lower interest rate loans. We also need to be thinking about the 401k match. So if Brent's putting away 10% of his salary, in general, I would assume he is getting the full employer match in his 401k. Now, that's not to say that there can't be some strange calculation that the employer uses to figure out the match, but it sounds like you're hitting enough to get the full employer match. Because if you need to put in, you know, 3% and your employer will put in 3%, well, if you're not putting in anything, you're leaving 3% on the table from the employer. So make sure you're doing enough to get that employer match. But Brent, it sounds like you're doing that right now.
Really good approach there so far as we're talking with Eric and Nate. Of course, Eric Schwartz and Nate Bribee are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Sorry about that, Eric. Speaking of approach, the proper approach is important to this stuff, isn't it?
Sure is. No problem. Just a couple more things I wanted to go over here. You know, we can't just give a quick straight answer, Sean. We gotta tell everybody about everything. The last couple things here is before you get really aggressive with paying down your debt, just ensure that you have an emergency fund. So as we've talked about on the show before, 3 to 6 months of living expenses, because that's going to prevent you from going further into debt in the future if unexpected expenses arise. So do prioritize that emergency fund before you're really tackling those short-term debts. And finally, seek out professional advice. An advisor can help you figure out kind of the right balance of saving for retirement and paying down debt based on your specific situation and goals. So in short here, prioritize getting the full 401k match, tackle high interest debt aggressively, and maintain an emergency fund. Once you've done those three things, then you can ramp up your retirement savings and know that you're striking a good balance between the two.
Really good show, as always, from Eric Schwartz and Nate Bribee, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Website is an amazing place. If you miss any part of today's program, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com while you're there. Subscribe to the podcast. You can share the podcast as well. Some information from today's show or previous show. You want to get out to your friends and family, you can do that again right online at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false, If you were born between January 1st, 1951 and December 31st, 1959, your RMDs would start at age 73. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer win this week's prize, a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. Don't forget that is Kloss Financial's office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Eric, it's always great chatting with you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Nate, great to talk to you again as well, and you do the same.
Thanks, Sean. Bye-bye.
And, of course, Dr. Marty Greer, she comes your way next year on 1310 WIBA.